Broadcasting sports entertainment, it's Brad, the Dad, and Father Greg, the Smack Daddies.
Good, because this is going to take us, I think, record time, because...
Oh, hold on. You make me a co-host so I can record, will you?
All right, make you a co-host. Yeah, because we're definitely not doing this again.
No.
No. All right, Greg, let's... I'm not even sure I'm going to include the theme song in this week's episode. I think it may just start with... Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for The Hub. I am Brad the Dad, and riding chalk me is my tag team partner, Greg Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
Greg, it's time for the speed round. Actually, it's time for the synopsis.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
And your synopsis is brought to you by... The Hub, sports and entertainment, place for all of your favorite podcasts, including Storytime with Jimmy, The Dynamite Drop, The Raw Dogs, Eric C. and Randy B. host Draw Straw Raw, allegedly the worst Raw show on the internet, although I think there's other ones. And you can also listen to a special WrestleMania prediction show where they have guests from a fellow podcast. Oh, and there's also the show on TSN Radio with Jimmy and Donnie. It is called Huge Pop Radio. And Greg, this week we drew the shortest straw of them all, as we have to do SmackDown.
Yeah. So let's be honest. We had two very different viewing experiences on tonight's show. And I think I'm the one who actually drew the better straw.
Yes, I decided I'd start watching at 9:30 for some ungodly reason.
That was a dumbass rookie move.
I stopped a few times, could have a pee. Anyways, it's midnight now and 10 minutes after, and we're ready to go through this show. You started from after watching a lacrosse game. What time did you start the show? Because I started at 9:30 local time, so 30 minutes in.
10:30.
And you got through the show and no problem.
No problem at all. Listen, I'm happy tonight watching the show only because the Thunderbirds won, which means we get a home playoff game next Saturday night. So I have plans next Saturday night now in what's going to be a very full first ever home playoff game for the Thunderbirds here in Nova Scotia. So
I'm happy because the Switch is going on sale next week.
Allegedly. Believe it when I see it.
Well, let's go through this SmackDown. Greg, so here's what we're going to do. If you can either keep or cut, you can't superstar. I'm not playing any games tonight. If you decide to keep something, we'll give it the old Cody Rhodes. And Greg, after requesting it last week, if you don't want it, well, you'll keep it the old.
Sounds good. The first segment, honestly, I superstarred this one myself because I started watching the show and I was very liberal with my fast forward button. And I started watching the Seth Rollins segment, and then it was great to start, and then I got bored with it. So I think we're going to put this one down the toilet.
The only thing to watch in this was this little old lady when he was talking about Punk coming back for money. She's front row and she's going like this. She's making the money sign with her fingers. I'm dying at that point. That was it. This didn't add anything. All right. How about the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal?
This honestly is probably the only thing worth watching on this show. So let's keep this.
Whoever planned this deserves a raise because it was all kinds of cool spots. Let's start with the apple that Carly in the middle of the ring. He picks out his apple. He goes to chew it. And then Ron the Truth takes it, grabs it, eats it, then throws out Carlito. Hilarious. Yeah. Miz saves Mello for the first time and gets rid of his old tag team partner. Karrion Kross is in there and he's doing stuff. Ray Phoenix, he gets rid of a ton of people. Angel and Birdo, I love that A-Town Down Under throws out Pretty Deadly by sneaking up on them after they're beating up the other British wrestlers in the match. Greg, was there any other spots that you really liked in this match?
I think my favorite spot in this match was the all the luchadors take on Chad Gable.
Yeah, that was really funny. Tozawa being thrown around by all the bigger wrestlers and then getting thrown out, and then all the Creed brothers get eliminated by Otis and he eliminates himself. That was amazing. Yeah. The other fun spot was Gable coming out as El Grande throwing out Rey Fénix.
What do you mean?
Oh, sorry. You think it's somebody else? Yes, that tattoo in the back of his neck. It's got to be
someone else. That tattoo, listen, that was photoshopped in.
Sure. Dragon Lee getting tossed out by Cross. Sure. We end up with Shinsuke near the end. He suplexes out another guy. Kaiser and Pete Dunne. I love that part too, where Kaiser is holding on to Pete Dunne's hair and eventually Pete Dunne gets rid of Kaiser. This all comes down to, I can't believe this. It came down to Melo and Andrade. Didn't we see a lot of this?
Yes. 7 long matches.
And in the end, after being saved by Miz twice, Melo wins.
Okay. So I've got a little bit of trivia here for you.
Did Melo get above 500?
Oh, I didn't look that shit. I'm not that much of a sadist.
Okay, what's the trivia then?
Okay. So in this match, some of these wrestlers have already competed this weekend. They competed last night.
At Bloodsport.
How many wrestlers in this match were in Bloodsport last night? In a match.
I'm gonna say 3. Too high?
Two.
Yeah. So Karrion Kross and who did I forget?
Pete Dunne.
Oh, that's right.
And I'll tell you, and I'm going to say this now. If you have a chance, go back and watch Bloodsport because it's a crap ton better than SmackDown was tonight.
Oh, I already watched Bloodsport today. It was crap ton better. And loved it. Just amazing. Triple H and Charlotte recaps don't get sound effects. Rhea Bloody Ripley comes out. Greg, what do you want to do with Rhea's promo?
I'm going to do exact same thing and do with it with my remote control. Only because you're going to see this all again tomorrow.
Yeah, or what, at least the part you should actually see. And then that led into all that fighting and nonsense. The only thing that was good about this and the thing to keep an eye on is that Naomi and Bianca. And Bianca has never denied that she had something to do with Jade's attack.
Sure.
The Raw Dogs break that down really well this week. Chad Gable's in the back making fun of the fact that Ray got eliminated. This leads to a 6-man tag between American Maid and Dragon Lee, Rey Fénix, and Rey Mysterio. And there's a news note coming out of that, at least potential news coming out of that.
There was, sir?
Yeah. Tag team match between the Motor City Machine Guns and the Street Profits. Greg?
Get the sound effect ready. Do you know the good thing about this? This is a digital exclusive because the only good thing about this is that afterward, it's decided that next week we're getting a TLC match.
Right, but not on WrestleMania.
No.
God forbid you guys get any time on WrestleMania. We need to get the New Day and the War Raiders on.
Speaking of not getting time on WrestleMania, we had Nick Aldis and Chelsea Green in the back with Secret Hervis.
Yeah, and Chelsea Green is not getting a 6-woman tag. She's getting a one-on-one with Selena.
Yay.
Oh, and Nick Aldis' WrestleMania opponent, Randy Orton, comes out. And if anybody has a set of boots, come meet him in the ring.
Yep. I really am fearful for what we're going to get.
We could get Rusev.
I don't want that, though.
What do you want, Nick Aldis?
Yeah.
Give me what I want.
That's what makes the most sense. That's what I'm not going to get. So I am going to get Rusev.
Dave Bautista screaming somewhere, give me what I want. Damian Priest is going to destroy Drew. He's not ready for the violence.
Yeah, because they got into a fight earlier today. Woohoo.
What do you want to do with Chelsea Green and Zelina Vega for not the U.S. title?
Yeah, get the sound effect out.
Greg, the next one is a two-parter because LA Knight has attacked one of the Samoans and sent Tamatonga to the emergency room. So now he's got to fight solo so we can get it down to one-on-one. But he's an idiot because down comes this match doesn't even really get started. What do you want to do with the one-on-one match?
We're going to hit the sound effect. We got to say is thank God we got good plumbing here.
Or we'd be swimming in something.
Yeah.
LA Knight and Braun Strowman, because Braun Strowman comes down to save LA Knight from getting beat up by Jacob and Solo. So this is now a tag match. Holla, holla, playa, playa.
Yeah, we got our Teddy Long Memorial special here. If we got an Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, I think we get our Teddy Long Memorial tag team match. But hit my sound effect there, Bradley.
So, LA Knight won, so which means he's going to lose. Speaking of holla, holla, playa, playa, we get another six-man tag match. Dragon Lee, Rey Fénix, and Rey... Hold on.
Before we get to that, we get them giving us a clip of Wade Barrett interviewing Tiffany Stratton to tell you what you're going to get tomorrow on the pre-show. So not they're filling time on two pre-shows. The WrestleMania SmackDown pre-show, and now, because that's what I'm calling tonight's match, basically, or tonight's card is the WrestleMania.
Your write-up's already done.
I call this one What Happens in Vegas, but this is essentially a pre-show because why do you even waste my TV time? I fast forward through all this because I'm going to have to watch it tomorrow anyway.
And American Made versus Rey Mysterio, Rey Fénix, and Dragon Lee.
We couldn't find a way to rename Dragon Lee to Reagan Lee or something for this.
Greg, what do you want to do? Okay, I got it. The only cool spot, you need to go back and watch the triple stomp from this match and the triple headbutt. Greg's shaking his head. No, you don't
Whatever.
Need to.
You but don't need to.
Somewhere during this match, Rey tweaks his knee and he is out with the trainer for most of this match. And that may be the news coming out of this, is that some other luchador may be getting a wrestling match.
Okay.
If Rey's hurt, I really hope it's not Rey Fénix, but Dragon Lee, because Dragon Lee needs something.
Legit question. Does Rey Mysterio have a match at WrestleMania?
Yes, versus the... He's versus El Grande Americano.
Oh, yeah, right. Against the Starbucks luchador.
So who gets fired if Rey Mysterio ended up hurting his match the night before WrestleMania in a useless six-man tag match?
I don't know.
That was, I really hope Rey's okay, because if not, this was a pointless six-man tag on a pointless SmackDown.
Honestly, I'm sure he probably is. It's probably to set up storyline for tomorrow's to how the Starbucks luchador is going to win.
Cody Rhodes comes out for a promo and gets cut off immediately from John Cena. Greg, this may be the one thing on the show worth keeping.
Was it?
Well, there's a couple of good zingers in this that will make a promo package.
Sure. I mean, that's it. But at the end of the day, I don't know. I don't know if I needed this.
What about him saying, making fun of John Cena being naked on stage, working like a puppet dancing for them, and just and they're still chanting "You can't wrestle" after 20 years?
Sure.
Meanwhile, fun fact, that means that Randy Orton and John Cena's first WrestleMania matches were the same night.
Yeah.
So two main eventers. Both setting up for very different WrestleManias. Greg, your final decision on this SmackDown. It was a...
Legitimately, the only thing you really need to see on this is the Battle Royal, because that's it. That's what you're missing that you're not going to get tomorrow night.
And it was planned like a cluster F kind of battle royal because it had all kinds of fun spots.
It was, but yeah.
So, Greg, overall, did this WrestleMania, did this SmackDown help you get ready for WrestleMania?
No, it did not. I don't know if anything is ready to get me ready for this WrestleMania because this is one of those ones where there's two or three things I want to see. But beyond that, I'm going to probably be pretty sour tomorrow night when we go and do a preview, do a review show.
I'm going to be pretty excited because I'm going to have sat through NXT and probably some more GCW.
The crew's just starting to get to the arena now for NXT for tomorrow night. So, or tomorrow morning.
Yeah, somebody was saying their call time is like 7 a.m. 5 a.m.
5 a.m. Pacific.
Can you imagine? I guess you're not going to the Hall of Fame, boys.
Well, no, they're going to walk from the Hall of Fame right over. Like, I don't think any of those guys are even getting up or like any going to bed.
They all slept until noon today. Like, and then they get to go have a shower and then roll over WrestleMania.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
All right. Well, that was it. So Greg's mentioned it. We'll have wall-to-wall coverage with night one and night two of WrestleMania with podcasts coming up on the network, either right after WrestleMania or the day after. Depending on recording schedules, we'll also have all kinds of other things that will come out of the WrestleMania. Maybe there'll be some like makeshift podcasts where people will talk about NXT and actual other stuff that's going on this WrestleMania weekend. I really enjoyed the ID stuff. I've watched some of that. The Thursday night show was very good. And nice. Fight Pass. I mean, we're spoiled this year, Greg. For $20 this month, you could get Fight and you could get Netflix up here in Canada and watch. That's pretty much everything.
Yeah. Listen, the highlight I've had so far is the Bloodsport last night. Definitely worth a rewatch or a watch if you haven't seen it yet. I stayed up late, actually worked till midnight just as the pay-per-view was coming on and I turned it on. So that's why I stayed awake and watched it.
Oh, I watched it in the morning. That's the thing. I mean, I think back as a child when I used to have 1 hour of wrestling a week and would rent a WrestleMania DVD, VHS months after it came out and watch it over and over again when I rented it. And this weekend, you could watch more wrestling than you can watch.
Yeah.
So enjoy, pick and choose the things that make you happy and we'll have you covered for the things that you may not want to watch.
Ain't that the truth?
I'm Brad. He's Greg. We the ones.
The revolutionary podcast in sports entertainment. Father Greg and Brad, the dad bless you all.